What happens when a dancer decides to pick up a tennis racket and ends up falling in love with competition? In this special episode of Car Ride Conversations, I'm joined by one of my favorite teenagers, my niece Ireland, for a candid chat about what it's like stepping into competitive sports for the first time. We talk about what motivated her after not making the team, how she shifted from grace to grit on the tennis court, and what she's learning about mental toughness and energy management and confidence along the way. If you've got a young athlete who's just starting out, or if you're navigating the ups and downs of trying something new, this episode is full of relatable moments, full of fresh insight from a teen who's loving it. Welcome to Confident, Calm, and Clutch Car Ride Conversations. I'm your host, Valerie Alston, here to help parents and young athletes spark meaningful dialogue about mental toughness, resilience, and confidence. Whether you're headed to practice, a game, or just running errands around town, this podcast is your go-to for building stronger relationships and lifelong skills, one car ride at a time. Let's dive in. All right, everybody, welcome to Car Ride Conversations. I have a very special guest for you today, one of my favorite teens, my wonderful and lovely niece, Ireland. Say hello. Hi. So she's hanging out with me today. It's my nephew's birthday today. We just snuck out to the car to have a conversation. So we're hanging out. But I figured I'm with a teen. I should have a car ride conversation with my teenage niece. What a great idea, right? Because that's what I'm trying to help you all do in your car rides, is have many productive conversations. So I figured my background, I played a lot of elite athletics, and Ireland hasn't really played. She's a dancer. She's a performer in a different way, but has recently got into playing tennis. And so I thought today would be just a fun opportunity for us to chit chat about her experience moving into competitive athletics and what that was like for her going forward. So, Ireland.
Yeah.
What was it like transitioning into actually starting to be competitive with tennis? Because I know you played with the middle school team last year.
Yes.
But this is a new sport for you. Mm-hmm. Only been playing for what, 2 years? Maybe?
Three.
3 years?
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess first, what got you into tennis?
So I never really had any background experience in tennis. I knew my grandparents and my mom play a little bit, but my dad, just after school, he was like, Ireland, the middle school tennis team is trying out this week. So he just brought me the stuff and he just put me out on the court. I had no idea what I was doing.
Okay.
I wanted to play tennis. So before that, I did one camp, I think, and I had really no idea what I was doing. I had not a lot of experience. I could barely hit a ball and I didn't make it. And so after that, I kind of realized that I actually needed to practice and know what I was doing. So after that, I spent the whole summer practicing, doing a lot of camps with friends, and I made the team the next year, and I was on it for the next 2 years. And it was a lot of fun learning to be on a team with a bunch of girls. And also just learning how to manage time. That was really tough. And learning that, just how to balance it really well, making sure school comes first. And yeah.
All right. So balancing your time, figuring out, like, falling in love with the sport in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like it started because you didn't make the team initially.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, that's interesting. I want to try to make the team. That sounds like something fun I want to do.
Yeah.
Was that driven by your friends? Was that driven by, like, they were doing it, so you wanted to do it? Or was it just, hold on, I want to get good at this because I want to be able to make the team? Like, what was your motivation for working on it?
I think my motivation was I realized that I would enjoy it. And so I wanted to get better, because I felt if I made it, I would really enjoy it, and it would just be another way to connect with my friends too.
Okay.
So that was my mindset in making the team.
Nice. Okay. And so I know traditionally you've been more of a dancer and doing those kind of things. So you've always been athletic in the sense that you've moved your body. But what was it like to do something different, to an eye-hand coordination, something where you had to track a ball, something
yeah.
where you had to, like,
learn something legitimately new. How's that process been for you? What's that been like?
It was hard at first because my hand-eye coordination for start was not very good. And also learning how to be rough. As a dancer, you are very delicate and light on your feet and stuff. And playing tennis, you're very rough. You have to be very aggressive. And that was a very big change because that's just not really in my personality to be this big, loud, aggressive person. So that had to change just like on the court and stuff. And just learning how to manage energy too, being able to last through the whole game because dance, you can, it's a 1 minute, 2 minute routine. You can do it really big and not have to worry about, oh, I you can be exhausted afterward, but you have a lot of time to get ready. So it's not constant, but like tennis, you're constantly out there. You have to like learn how to be able to sustain
Sustain,
it
yeah,
and keep up everything and just be consistent with it.
okay. And so, what have you found helps you sustain that energy? Shifting from like a 1 to 2 minute routine to a sustained, roughly how, when you actually play a match, roughly how long are they? 20, 30 minutes or
It
for you right now?
really depends on who I'm playing with because if I'm playing with someone who's really good, it could be if they're really good or better, it's sometimes not as long because they just dominate. But if they're roughly on my, and then it flips. So if I'm better, it doesn't go as long. But if they're on my same level, it could be an hour or two because we're just
Going back and
constantly
forth.
going back and forth. And I feel like those are always the most tough ones.
So what have you found helps you sustain your energy?
Not, or practicing constantly. Because as you do it more, it helps you just being able to do it longer and just doing a lot of cardio and like all of that, jump ropes. Yeah, and just constantly doing it.
Yeah, so obviously training your body to be able to sustain that kind of effort. And that's important, obviously. The physicality of your sport for anybody, whatever sport you play, it's important to train specifically for your sport, right?
Yeah.
As a dancer, you needed different things. As a tennis player, you needed different things. Of course, that's a big part of it. But I'd like to hear too, if you wouldn't mind sharing, how was that mentally different, sustaining your mental effort, your mental energy for an hour? Versus for a dance, you know, again, you said it's only maybe 2 minutes max. What are the things that you do to keep that mental energy up? Or do you have strategies if Auntie Val hasn't taught you them yet?
Yeah, I on the court had to remember a lot that honestly I haven't really thought about it really, but just remembering that because I had just what am I trying to get at? I got tired and I got really down on myself saying, oh my gosh, look, you're losing. And then I just had to keep telling myself, you have to win one more point. And then when I didn't, it was like, oh no, what I'm going to do now. And
All right, y'all. Unfortunately, I had a technical difficulty and the sound cut off for the rest of the video. We had about 5 more minutes chatting with Ireland about her experience moving into tennis. Hopefully, I'll bring her back at a later date. So, unfortunately, the second half of the interview was just video. But a couple of things we talked about as she was saying there at the end of the video, really managing her thought process was new for her because in a 1 to 2 minute dance, right, she didn't really have time for her thoughts to go wrong, right? She was just feeling the music and flowing. But in tennis, in a much longer duration performance, you know, she found herself getting caught up in her thinking of like, well, what if this and what if that, and if I'm not good at that, and really fighting that inner dialogue. And so we chatted a little bit, if you all listened to last week's episode about the P3 thinking, how really making sure that your thinking is working for you, not against you. Discussed, you heard her mention that the duration of a tennis match was pretty tough. And so she focused a lot on just taking a big, slow, deep breath to help her, especially when she started to get a little bit tired. Thinking about that for yourselves, when you're starting something new, it's not only physically draining, especially if you're having to do new things physically that your body's not used to doing. Right? I don't know, maybe many of you have experienced that. Even just going to the gym for the first time in a long time wears you out differently. And so thinking about that when you're trying something new, whether it's a new sport, a new activity, a new whatever it is, it's not just a physical effort, it's a mental and emotional effort. And the act of learning something new, it can be pretty draining. It can often be very rewarding and fulfilling and bring you confidence and joy in different ways, but that doesn't mean it's not draining. And so really thinking about that for yourself as you're starting, if you are getting ready to start something new, a big part of helping yourself be successful is just going in with the right mindset that it might not be easy. That there might be times where it's going to be hard, or you learn something about yourself that you're like, oh, I didn't realize that was something I had to deal with, because you'd never been faced with the need for that skill or ability or something along those lines. So, most important thing I want you to take away from this message is, one, you can start new sports and new activities whenever you want. It doesn't matter how old you are. If you want to start something new, give it a shot. In like Ireland, she was exposed to tennis simply because her friends were playing it, and she really had no intention of playing it, but she tried it out and was like, oh, that's actually kind of fun. I feel like this would be rewarding. And so it doesn't matter why you start something. If you find you like it and you want to spend time on it, devoting energy and effort to getting good at it can be really powerful. Now, I know because she's my niece that Ireland doesn't necessarily want to go. She doesn't necessarily want to do anything with tennis besides play in high school and have some fun. But some of you might discover that you want to go past that. And that's okay too. But there's nothing wrong with doing a sport just for the sake of doing it because you love it and because you get to be with your friends. So, whatever your motivation for playing something, as long as you can tap into it, that's going to help you in that learning process as you grow and develop in that sport. Like, why did you choose to play this in the first place? All right, so let's transition this into some conversation for you all. Again, some reminders on the rules. There are no wrong answers, okay? Take turns talking and listening. Try to minimize your distractions as best you can. And remember that you can pause after each individual question and talk about it, or you can just listen to all of them and pick the ones that make the most sense for you. All right, so our first question for today. Have you ever tried something new and failed at first? Like, either whether it's making a new team, trying a new sport, maybe struggling with a new skill in school. It doesn't have to be sport related. Okay. So, if you have, what made you want to keep going or not? What helped you get better? So, really thinking about your experience of trying something new, what was that like? And what can you learn about yourself from that process to maybe be better the next time you try something new or to persist, even if it is difficult. Okay. So talk about that. What was your experience of trying something new at the beginning? Question number two. How is your sport or activity different from the others that you've done before? Okay. Are there maybe new skills, mental or physical, that you've had to build to play a new sport or get involved in a new hobby or new activity that you've never tried before? And if so, what are they? And that's for both parents and kids, by the way, because parents, hopefully you're out there still trying to learn new things and try new sports. Maybe you're getting ready to take up the pickleball craze. I don't know. But that's for both people, for anybody involved in the conversation. All right. Third question. When you're in a long, tough practice or match, or insert game, whatever it is that you play, what helps you stay focused and motivated? Recognizing that it's normal and natural for your focus to wander and for motivation to ebb and flow throughout a duration of a performance. And so, thinking about for yourself what actually helps you stay locked in. And it's okay if your mind wanders or if you go different things, but what brings you back? And think about that. So, how could you build more sustained effort and energy towards your sport, especially through a long, tough practice or workout session? Or in maybe a grueling match or game. Okay, our final question. Again, this is for everybody, regardless if you're the athlete or the parent. But what is harder for you, physical effort or mental effort, and why? What strategies do you use to push through either one of those when it does get hard? Talk amongst yourselves, because we're all maybe a little bit different. Maybe if you have training, if you're a runner or something and you actually like to run for fun, maybe you're really good at pushing through physical effort, but maybe mental effort's a little tougher. So there's obviously no wrong answers to this. It's just curiosity, right? We're gonna trying to build some connection with whoever it is you're having this conversation with. All right, y'all. Remember to keep that conversation rolling and let's make those car rides count. Thank you so much for joining me on Confident Calm and Clutch Car Ride Conversations. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with at least one other parent or coach in your life that you think might be inspired by this conversation. If you're looking for more weekly tips and mindset shifts and conversations to help you or your athletes stay confident, calm, and clutch, please consider joining my newsletter at www.confidentcalmclutch.com/newsletter. And if there's something that you would like me to discuss on this show, maybe a topic, I don't know, a skill or area, a difficulty that maybe your athlete is having that you'd like to have me discuss, please feel free to reach out. You can DM me at vAlstonCoaching on either Facebook or Instagram, or if you go to the show notes, there is a link to send me a message directly. All right, y'all, I hope you have an amazing day. I will see you next time.
Go. No. Well, go. Yes.
Don't panic.
Wait. Bye.